The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
It's the Cigar Authority After Show, and it's brought to you by Roma Craft Tobacco. Since 2010, Mike Rosales and Skip Martin have focused on the simple and time-honored task of combining quality tobacco, experienced craftsmen, and the right amount of time to bring you cigars worthy of the legacy of the centuries of premium cigar craftsmen that came before them. Whether you are revisiting the anti-prohibition era mindset of intemperance or getting in touch with your more primal side with a Cro-Magnon and Neanderthal, you are sure to find a blend in the Roma Craft House of Brands that fits the exact balance of flavor, strength, and body you are looking for in that moment. When you're finally able to take a short break from the world to relax and enjoy a cigar, the last thing you need is a complicated sales pitch. Simple, yet substantial. Tobacco, talent, time. Roma Craft Tobacco.
The After Show, everybody. It's a show after the show, now in our 15th year. Huh?
You're catching on.
We are in our 15th year.
We're 14
is done. We're in the 15th year, and we're going forward. And this is the After Show. We are still smoking
Bud
the plug. The plug, which is available on twoguyscigars.com. The plug, which is the Cigar Authority's 14th anniversary cigar. Get them while you can. There's only a few hundred boxes of eight for $99 if you want that.
And this week we're going to this week on the show coming up, we're going to do the, as well as the strength-o-meter, we're going to do the dick-o-meter, which is the douches in the chat room. And we're going to evaluate them at the end of the show and see how well they did. And we're going to go all the from flaccid all the way up to throbbing.
So, oh, God. And you will decide.
Well, that. I'll decide how well they do.
Maybe it has to be probably Ed Sullivan because he reads it.
He's going to read the good stuff, and then I'll still make the evaluation.
Yeah.
All right.
Jonathan's good at evaluating.
Okay.
That sort of a thing.
Really? Okay.
I have a knack.
So after 14 full years of doing the show, we have to come up with new shows all the time. Some of them stick around that we are going to do the contenders for the Cigar of the Year. We're going to do certain ones. We do an anniversary show. We're going to do a Christmas show. But there's 52 weeks in a year. We have to come up with more shows. And we had gone on to Clubhouse maybe about a year or so ago and asked the people in Clubhouse, and I was writing like a crazy man because we simply asked our audience, what kind of show would you like? And they came up with great show ideas, which a lot of them we used. And I still got a lot of them, but I would say the ones I have left are the ones I obviously didn't use and I thought weren't good enough yet, but never throwing them away because they all seem good to me. So I want to go through them. And maybe it'll spark some interest or thought by you guys, meaning you on the panel, also studio audience and also our audience listening, that you can write to us and tell us how to make it better, or it'll spawn an idea from you, and then you can help us come up with a show. So one is Cigar Jeopardy.
What is a terrible idea for a show?
I brought this up to Ed Sullivan, and I've been waiting on you for a year now of figuring out how you could do it. Remember, you were looking at software and things like that.
I thought we already did a dumb show like that.
No, we're waiting on you on Cigar Jeopardy.
I have no idea how to.
Yes, that's what you said. And then you looked into something and then we got some issues. I'm going to check on that. And it just went away.
I guess it didn't work out.
But the answer is it can be done.
Yeah, how much do you want to
do? Anything can be done. Maybe we got to build a whole Jeopardy set like they have and film it.
Yeah, how big do you want to go? You got to give the man a budget.
No, I think there's something online that did it, and you're able to do it on a separate window on Jeopardy, and you can make it happen.
Really?
Yeah, there's something.
All right.
Online Jeopardy.
Switch into the fork, you son of a bitch.
He's still eating the hot dogs.
I saw him eat the hot dog. I eat a hot dog.
Yeah, but you didn't get the camera out fast enough.
I didn't get the camera out fast enough.
There you go. He knows.
I tried hiding the camera.
And he did it for you to be able to do it, but you just couldn't do it fast enough. The worst kept secret in the cigar industry. I don't know what the answer to that is, but the worst kept secrets in the cigar industry. I don't know what to do with that. I like the name of the episode.
Like if somebody was harboring a fugitive?
Oh.
And they couldn't keep it a secret?
Here we go.
That all Cameroon cigar was a well-kept secret.
Until they gave you one.
I blew it, huh?
You blew that. Yeah. Yeah, you're off the tasting panel.
He didn't say anything to me about
You're off the tasting panel for Aladino. They're just not going to give you any more in advance.
I can't remember when I'm supposed to keep something a secret.
Maybe you get a pencil you can write on cigars with and then write, shh.
Right. Live cigar rolling. Bring a cigar roller in here, and they actually roll the cigars and sit in between us, and they're making cigars during the thing, and we're interviewing them. They got headphones on. They can talk while they're doing it. Bring a live roller in here making cigars.
Do they have live rollers that speak English?
Yes.
Okay.
No prep show. We did that once years ago.
Once.
I don't think it was terrible.
No,
was
it was great.
Yeah, we never did it again. That's why I think it didn't go good, but we'd have to go back and listen to it. But I prepare a lot for the show that, you know, I have lots of things that are here. Going in and saying we're going to talk for 2 hours, although we do it every day. But that's something. Something else we did a long time ago, which was blindfold testing. We did it just for you, but both of us being blindfolded and having somebody passing us the cigar or dealing with what we, you know, we'd have to have a sidekick here or something helping us through it because we're
Ed?
I don't think he could do it.
Can you be a sidekick?
No, he has to press buttons and he can't be blindfolded. So we'd have to have
it would be a problem.
Dan or somebody and snacks in between. How are you going to eat snacks and stuff being blindfolded?
Well, you feel for the bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, I could try to run the board blindfolded. It's not going to go well.
No, it won't be good. Best-selling brands nobody talks about. Could we do a show on that?
Sounds terrible.
Yeah. You don't like that one. I'm going to put an X next to that. Cigars, accessories you didn't know you needed. Could we kill 2 hours with that?
Probably not 2 hours, but we could do an after show on that, or we could do a segment.
After, I'm going to put after show next to that. Elevate a pitch on cigar brands. That's interesting because that's what you do in the shop every day.
Yep.
So each cigar has a
The problem is that there are some times when you can say something in the shop that you can't say because you're bound by things like MAP pricing, where there's certain parts of the stories that are not for publication and you can't say it. Get yourself into trouble.
Yeah. So
but we can hand pick brands where that's not a problem.
Mergers and acquisition possibilities, that kind of runs into our regular show. Cigar Jeopardy again. And on this one, I have what I told you it was. Kahoot is the app. Do you remember that at all? Kahoot is the app that does it. So you can.
Kahoot
is the app for Cigar Jeopardy.
I remember if it doesn't work, then the episode goes kaput.
Yeah. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. I don't know.
Are you looking for me to fill in the blanks there?
No, is that a show? I don't know.
That's a great title.
What kind of experience should you expect from a tobacconist?
Well, going back to the evil one, because we know of stories, and we did an episode similar to that, but we know of stories where two people become partners, and then the partner gets fucked over, and a new factory gets started.
Yeah. What kind of experience should you expect from a tobacconist? We kind of did that, right?
Yep.
So I can cross that out because we did that. I didn't think we did, but we did do that. Cigar pairing with movies, music, food, drinks, prostate exams.
Hmm.
We did that kind of?
Not the prostate exam. I've never had one of those.
Really? How old are you now?
46. I pooped in the bucket and sent it off. I'm clean.
Hmm. Oh, you did do that?
Yeah, it's 96% accurate.
Yeah, I have one coming up again.
Why don't you just poop in the bucket?
I've decided I have to talk to my doctor and get him the Cologuard.
Yeah, give me the bucket.
Do it my way, you know, the commercial. Am I watching? What station am I watching that always has commercials like that?
Well, you're old people. Rerun station.
Yes. Wishful thinking. What cigars would you like to see in the future? Cuba versus U.S. versions. We did that a long time ago. We smoked a Cohiba and a Cuban Cohiba. we could certainly do that again with something that exists.
Game of Cigar Thrones, James writes, drama in the industry.
I never saw Cigar Thrones or Game of Thrones. I don't know what that is.
I've never seen it either.
Okay.
I didn't even know who the people were. I couldn't
I hear attention. Once you kind of watch it and you get into the first season, you can't stop.
I never even knew who the people were. That was with the little guy, right?
Dinklage?
Yeah.
Yes.
I liked him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's a little person.
All right. Meet the staff. We talked about before bringing staff
that'd be
up.
Great.
Meet the viewers.
We do that every time you're not here. We bring
nonstop. But nobody will show up that week, right?
Let's update it. Meet the dicks.
Ah.
Sean would come on.
How about the people in the chat? Could they zoom in or something at that point?
And God.
And you say, okay, come on in.
Yeah, call Easy Jail 19, the original number.
Be tough to give it to one without all of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Or you could only bring one up at a time. They could all be there muted, and you take them as you want them. Some of the ones that talk shit, I'd like to bring them on.
Really?
Yeah.
They won't show up that week.
Right.
Bunch of keyboard bullies.
And online. Mystery guest. We did that with the wife before, but we could mystery guest that again. Remember we did the voice changer? We had the
mystery rep.
Were you here for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know who it is.
Yep. Vintage Cigars from the Vault. I can go back and pull some stuff from that.
You've been hitting the Vault heavy over the last couple of years.
So we better do it, right? Fixing lighters, you've done that. Keeping cigars the best they can be. I guess there's more of that. All right, I got another whole page to get to, but before I do that, let's make some beautiful music with Avo Cigars.
From moments worth remembering to stories worth telling and notes worth savoring, Avo Cigars. Lyrics of top charted songs. Can you guess the name of the song and the artist from the wrong lyrics or even the right ones? Avo Cigars.
Mr. Jonathan's hands on the buzzer. Ed, do you even try? He didn't even turn
even
his button
on.
He's going to turn it on. But you're not quickest to the button. But when you click the button, you know the answer.
Right. He just clicks.
So we can say something. All right. Here it comes. I come home in the morning light. I come home in the morning light.
Is that a real or
it's
a
the
fake?
Real one. I come home in the morning light. Nothing.
Well, process of elimination. I know it's not Nora Jones because you don't even know Nora Jones, so that's out.
You're going to eliminate
closest,
everyone.
That's the closest one
know.
I got.
I'll sing it. I come home in the morning light.
Girls just want to have fun, Cyndi Lauper.
Correct.
He does a great Cyndi Lauper.
I obviously did. I come home in the morning light. My father tells me what to do with my life, right?
Some kind of daddy dear.
Beyond the first.
And who was the daddy?
Oh, it was the wrestling guy, Lou Albano.
Lou Albano.
That was ridiculous.
Captain Lou, it was fantastic. She got on We Are the World because of that.
Yeah.
That's right. Did you watch that documentary, by the way?
No.
The film, that's on there. It's pretty damn good. Yeah, it's pretty good. All right. Top 25. We never do a top 25. Should we do a top 25?
But not of the year. Top 25 cigars, maybe for each of us for all time.
25 is a lot.
It is a lot. Maybe 10.
But you don't think we should do a top 25?
No. Stupid.
Nobody will use it anyway. We won't even get in the consensus.
No, you're not allowed.
Because I'm in the industry and I buy too many cigars. I don't know. Whatever it is. Pearls of wisdom for cigar retailers. It's too directly to cigar retailers, right? Mm. The Padron comparison, the 1000 series.
We
did 64.
That.
You did it a long time ago, yeah?
We did that 2 years ago.
Oh, really? Okay.
You listed it in the top.
It's one of the biggest episodes.
That's why.
That's why it seems like a good idea.
The slowest burning cigars of all time.
Seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
Some of those Cuban ones where the wrapper didn't burn, those took forever.
Yeah. Types of tobacco, what goes where and why? We'd have to bring a pro on.
We did types of tobacco.
Yeah. 10 things to know before becoming a cigar smoker. Real 101 shit there, but.
Good after show.
Connecticut tobacco. Just do a whole show on that.
We should interview a farmer. Oh, wait.
We've done it all. It's 14 years of it. That's where the problem is. I'm skipping over some stuff here because it's like, what can I do? What's in your humidor that you won't smoke? Did we do that too?
Yes.
Most common asked questions, cigarettes and cigars. What's the real difference? Top 10 cigar boxes on the shelf today. It would be more of a, didn't we do one
packaging
before where we ranked the cigar companies? What if we ended up doing it, rank them and put them in order of dollar sales, of worldwide dollar sales, based on the information we can gather of, you know, does anybody care? I don't know. Milder cigars in the humidor, we're going to know that. We're going to have all the answers to all the strengths pretty soon. Saturday will be all the answers.
Well, maybe we should just end on that show once we have all the answers.
Yes, that's true.
There's that. We could do a top 25 and pick those, the top 25 selling singles at Two Guys Smoke Shop. And then it's not us picking a list. That's just real raw data.
At the end of the year, the first of the year or something, we look at those things.
Right.
We could just read it out, I guess. I don't know if it's a whole show, but I spend days on it. But does anybody care? I don't know.
Jeff gets the most interaction on Facebook when he puts out his list of the stuff that sells.
All right. So.
And he just puts the raw, just like us. He runs the report and puts it out there. He's not... No one's he's the most real. No one's even advertising.
All right. So top selling SKUs of 2024. We can't do it until January 2025, but we have one show. So all this shit. I think the stuff I have at the very top of this that I said at the beginning.
Pretty legit.
Was the stuff in order of what's coming, what we could do in the near future, which is Cigar Jeopardy, the worst kept secrets in the industry, cigar rolling, a no prep, a blindfolded show, meet the staff, meet the viewers, vintage cigars. So I got something there, but I do have the upcoming shows for this year that I can share of what I have coming up soon. We have the strength meter coming up next week.
Do we?
Big show.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish you had told me sooner.
All the questions will be answered.
Yeah.
All
of them. The McAuliffe story. Then we're going to do the draft, which is an ongoing yearly show. Cigars Italian Style with Michael Cappellini. Cigar Apocalypse. So that's
really?
A show. That is coming up in May.
What is?
I don't know. I like the name of it, and now we have to put a show around it. This is a lot of these, how these happen. Now I have to try to come up with
it. There was one, I can't remember which one it was, but it was this year that just went by, and it was the week of, and you go, what the hell was I thinking with this?
Yes, I forgot.
And I'm like, well, I have no idea.
And we pulled it off.
It was already on the postcard.
Yeah, so we had to do it.
Never written, we had to do it.
Imposter cigar brands, we did years ago. There's more of them that come out all the time, so we can do that. Cigar trivia, we do that each year. Best games to play while smoking, and then we're going to incorporate a game for the people in the care package. We got a game for you. We were fucking around with that this morning.
I know what that is.
Yep.
I think I still have the asshole boards.
We have Eric Newman coming back up. We're going to talk to him about passing the torch. He's received the torch from his father, and he's passing the torch to his son. And we'll talk about what it takes to do that in the cigar industry. worldwide.
You don't think it's as easy as you're up, kid?
I don't think so. I think it's, I hope it's a lot more detailed, or we're going to have a short show. We're going to run short. Worldwide launch of HVC has a cigar coming out at the end of June called
Fresh Out of the Oven.
Fresh Out of the Oven?
Yeah.
Okay. Fresh Out of the Oven, Hot Cake, Broadleaf.
You're reading it. How do you not know what it says?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll launch it with him, and it's real broadleaf, not this make-believe Pennsylvania broadleaf or whatever. Mm. It's going to be interesting.
Well, Pennsylvania broadleaf is real broadleaf.
It's just not Connecticut broadleaf.
Correct.
It says pairing foods with cigars in July. I have a time to change that. If you smoke, you'll love this brand switching. Who is the chancellor of the cigar industry? Mm. The chancellor. We'll get into that. Aging, age in the cigar industry, people, tobacco, and cigars. Young guns in the cigar industry, imposter cigar brands. There it is. And then it gets very weak.
What I love about you, Dave, is that when I do the shows without you and I do too much reading and you come on the next week and you give me my grade and you say you did too much reading, that's all you do is read.
I do it so much better than you? I don't know.
No, you're terrible.
All right.
But you just spent the entire after show reading.
But trying to find, because there was no input from you guys adding, you didn't add a thing to it. So I had to do it by myself. Mm-hmm. You know how when you do a show, you hope somebody adds to it and gives some constructive.
I try to add and then people shit on me.
It's true.
That's the dicks.
Yeah. The dicks are like that.
That's going to stick, right?
Oh, it's already stuck.
What's it stand for again?
Douches in the chat. And you got to hand it to Luke for standing up.
I thought it was good.
That's great.
Yeah, and then short of that becomes you start going back to old episodes.
Which is
see
okay.
What it is. And it's not.
We should redo. We should just say we're going to do it for a month and redo. Pick five old episodes from the first 5 years. Five of the best ones that we think we did, and redo those shows.
Completely.
Completely redo them. Do them again.
You know what I thought of doing today, and I didn't do it, though, is go back a year ago to the Classic Three-Way, and ask the same exact day of what it was.
It wouldn't be the same exact day. It'd be a day
but so
off.
What? But I'd do that day.
Gotcha.
Just to end up saying it, because their year would be the same no matter what.
True.
Yeah. And would have completely different results.
And then say, this is what you answered last time. It would require some editing and some...
We're smoking the butt plug. It lasted the entire hour of the big show.
Yep.
And we're 23 minutes into the after show. I know you're trying to stretch. I'm trying to help you, buddy.
Right.
I still have enough left to make it until I tell people to keep the lid out of their mouth.
Why are you trying to stretch? We're only on the hook for 20 minutes. We don't have to stretch.
Yeah, sometimes we go 30 minutes because we can't shut up, but we only have to do 20. That's the rule.
In that case, stick the lid in your mouth.
Next week, it's the strength-o-meter, or we can...
Or the dick-o-meter.
Well, it's a meter.
That'll be a different meter.
Yeah.
But the strength-o-meter or...
Erectometer, that's what it's going to be called.
Erectometer?
That's the name of your system, the erectometer.
That's what Pam says. She wants it. That's what she gets. You ask for it, you get it. All right, we'll catch you next week. Until then, thank you for a great 14 years. We're going to keep doing it as long as you keep listening, and we'll see you next Saturday.
Stick the lid end in your mouth. You might like it.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21, Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.